This is the Thursday edition of the Closing Market Report. It is, the 12th day of September, 2013. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason on the phone line with us to take a look at the numbers from both the USDA and Chicago at the CME Group is Dan Swicker. He's at CGB Enterprises in Mandeville, Louisiana. Good afternoon to you, Dan.
Good afternoon, Todd.
And what was your first blush impression of the 11 o'clock release today?
Well, probably about like everybody's, that you kind of knew that the market was going to react a little bearish to the corn number because the trade was looking for a lower number. So naturally, the corn market took its nosedive. Beans were pretty much right at the average trade guess. So beans did go higher, but they kind of spurted around for a while. I don't think anybody really realized what that type of yield was going to do to the balance sheet. And I think once everybody realized a bushel and a half drop in production, took 110 million bushels out of the supply side, and all of a sudden we're talking carryover inventories back to, 150. And we're not done with production estimates yet. So then that pretty well sealed the deal for soybeans to begin skyrocketing. Actually, it kind of lifted corn off their highs or off their lows. So corn only closed about half, I think, of what their deepest losses were, and probably are in good position now to probably open higher tomorrow. If we can get beans to kind of show some upside follow-through from the technical side.
Which one of the two do you think has the most left in it for, through October?
Well, I think you have to go with beans because I think for the most part the trade feels that the bean crop is going to come down yet in yield. I personally don't think they've accounted for the loss of beans and bean pods due to that hot period that we had in August and the first couple of weeks here of September. So I look for bean yields to come down, so supply is going to get tighter there. And then I think there's, unless we see a big jump in certified acres in next Tuesday's report, there's room probably for acres to come down 500 to 700 or 800,000. So I do think the soybean crop is going to continue to get smaller and the balance sheet's going to get tighter. So that's going to keep the fuel, I think, underneath the soybean market.
USDA has the season's average price for soybeans at $12.50. The November at $13.96 at the moment, so there's a pretty good premium in the futures market compared to the season's average price. Do you suppose that means that the highest prices will come earlier in the year rather than later?
Well, that'll depend upon what kind of crop Brazil and South America actually come through with. I would be in that mode. I mean, I do think Brazil or South America is in a situation where they could see some drier type weather pattern. They've been somewhat dry. They get a little rain, so I do think there's probably some weather issues coming at us in South America. But I do think producers, depending upon what their yield is, they have to kind of take a look at what they think their yield is and start multiplying it by the price and see what kind of per acre revenue they come up with. But my guess is you're going to want it's difficult to store $14 plus beans. I think farmers are going to have to let loose of them. I think a lot of your grain companies will allow you to buy a call against that cash contract, and then you would still be able to participate in price strength if we would have weather problems that would come at us during July and February in South America.
Let's go back to the corn numbers. A yield of 155.3. It was raised up pretty substantially this time around.
Well, I think You know, everybody poo-pooed the August number simply because USDA used a five-year average ear weight. They pointed quickly that last year was exceptionally a light ear weight, and therefore by using the average five-year weight, that kind of distorted the production number maybe to the downside. I'm not too sure what USDA did, if they kind of faded it up a little bit to kind of compensate for that, and that's why we ended up with the little larger yield. Who knows on that? I wasn't in on those conversations, but you know, I think the number came in well underneath, you know, what the private types were looking at, and there's still some people out there still thinking the corn yield could be 159, 160, even higher. Now, there is no doubt that these early yields that we're hearing are coming in very, very strong, and I think that should be expected. The early crop is going to come in strong as we go down the road. The later planted crop, and we had a large percentage of the crop planted after May 20th, that's the crop that is probably more susceptible to being cut due to the heat and dryness that we saw during August, and we'll have to see how that materializes, if yields begin to start falling off as harvest goes forward, or if they stay stronger than expected. We got plenty of time for that. And then, like I said, there's still room yet for acreage reductions based upon the certified acreage reports. That corn crop may end up not being quite as large as what everybody's betting on at the moment.
You think USDA's season's average price at the moment at $4.80 is right?
Well, I don't know about that. It's going to be very difficult to go back to the price levels that we've kind of grown accustomed to over the past couple years. So I do think farmers are going to have to make some downward adjustments in their thinking of what the value of corn is worth, at least at the moment. But now, you know, the function of the soybean market now is to go up and find, or the function of the corn market is either to go lower to seek out new demand and or reduce supply. And I think the quickest thing that's going to happen is going to reduce supply. And with soybeans skyrocketing this time of year, you may see big jumps in soybean plantings in South America at the expense of corn plantings. And as you look down the road, maybe that South American corn crop or the next year's corn crop is not going to be as large. And then that puts us in better position to be a much stronger export market next spring than what everybody's thinking. So I think there's a limit, and I think beans are going higher, but I think that it's going to pull corn with it, and that'll be the reason is that corn will have to be become more competitive to soybeans, or they're going to lose a lot of acres in the world market and even in the United States. So I think there's reasons why corn could go higher. Now, a lot of people are talking about the record corn-soybean ratio that we had back in, I think, 73 or 4, and I think we got up to 4.5 to 1 or something like that. I'm not sure we'll go to those extremes, but that's what everybody's going to be looking at. I think, you know, the function of the market here will be to, like I said, keep the whole world from planting soybeans, and so corn will have to, I think, rally to stay somewhat competitive in the acreage battle as we look at the South American season right now and the North American season that comes at us next spring.
Hey, thanks so much for taking the time with us.
Very well.
That's Dan Zwicker. He's with CGB Enterprises out of Mandeville, Louisiana, and joins us here on the Closing Market Report on this Thursday, the 12th day of September. It is USDA Report Day.